Community Service. The Kiambu Law Courts, in partnership with the Kiambu County Government, has launched the county's first ever Community Service Order, CSO, program, introducing an alternative sentencing option aimed at decongesting the prison. The initiative allows minor offenders to serve their sentences outside jail by engaging in community work within the county. Speaking during the launch at the Kiambu Market Bus Park Thursday, Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi emphasized the program's potential benefits for both the county and the offenders involved. "This program isn't just about reducing the strain on our prison system. It's about giving individuals the chance to take responsibility and make a positive impact on their community," he said. Wamatangi also praised the judicial and probation officers for their role in establishing the program and expressed his commitment to supporting offenders in their reintegration journey. "As your governor, the county is committed to stand by you, help you, and work together with you for your successful return to the community," Wamatangi said, promising that the county government might consider absorbing those who exhibit responsibility and good behavior during community service by offering them job opportunities. Court officers during the launch of the CSO at Kiambu Bus Park on Thursday, November 7, 2024. Chief Magistrate Gethi Kabiru underscored the program's role in promoting rehabilitation over punishment. "The CSO has three critical purposes: to decongest our prisons, reintegrate minor offenders into society while allowing them to contribute positively, and reduce the cost of maintaining them in prison by keeping such individuals out of prison. Thus we lessen the burden on taxpayers and encourage responsibility and accountability among offenders," Kabiru explained. Presiding Judge Abigail Mshila expressed gratitude to the governor and county government for their collaboration with the judiciary. She urged Kiambu residents to accept the offenders back into the community, highlighting the program's rehabilitative purpose. Mshila also encouraged offenders to comply with their community service commitments, warning that failure to fulfill the assigned duties would lead to further prison time. "I urge you to show up where you have been designated. It is your duty to build your work ethic. Failure to do so will result in returning to prison to complete the remaining sentence," she said. Daniel Wanjiku, a petty offender who is among 95 CSO that will be engaged in community service within Kiambu, said he had learnt his lesson and encouraged young people to avoid crime, as he has regretted a whole 1 year when he could have done something meaningful. Governor Kamani Wamatangi speaking during the CSO launch at Kiambu Bus Park on Thursday, November 7, 2024. Governor Kamani Wamatangi speaking during the CSO launch at Kiambu Bus Park on Thursday, November 7, 2024. "There is no benefit in going to prison, so young men and women avoid crime. If you see something wrong, report it," he advised. The launch saw the release of the 95 non-violent offenders from Kiambu and Ruiru prisons who will work on projects such as maintaining public spaces and participating in environmental cleanups, clearing hospitals, clearing bushes and drainages, cleaning markets, and road rehabilitation within various sub-counties, all under the supervision of probation officers. Court officials announced that the CSO program would expand in December, with plans to involve more community-based projects and broaden its impact in Kiambu. Others who graced the occasion were Deputy Governor Rosemary Karika, Lady Justice Dora Chepkwony, Head of Kiambu Prisons Joseph Kiri, Kiambu Law Society of Kenya Chair Beth Fundi, and a host of MCAs led by Deputy Majority Leader Francis Koina and Minority Leader Joe Kagara.